Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to our special bonus episode of From Lads to Dads.
Very important you guys listen in. We've got some fantastic advice to get you through this torrid time. As we do quite a big section of mental health, we thought we're here to help and we'll give you guys some tips of yourself isolating. So
definitely, it looks like the country's going to be on lockdown at some point.
So why not listen to a podcast, Matt, you know?
Why not? Why not give a top 10 things to do to keep your mental health in the best possible state during this time? So let's start at the beginning.
What's numero 10-o? Start at number 10 then, Matthew.
Numero Diaz. It will be to make sure you don't look at the news every 10 minutes.
And why do you reckon that's a good idea, Matt?
Because I don't know if anybody else is the same as me, but if you're looking at things all the time, on the news, online, and it becomes almost a habit to just constantly check, especially at times like this when people are a little bit worried.
Oh, definitely.
You want info, which is a great thing. You should have info. You should have information on it
exactly.
As much as you can.
But too much information's... Sometimes you read information and it contradicts itself, and then you get in a panic. Especially if you've got underlying mental health issues regarding anxiety. You know, you've read three different things online that are all contradicting each other, and all you want to do is go out for a walk, and you're thinking, "Oh, can I do that?" And you start to get anxious. You start to get a little bit down about it. Like, can I leave the house? Can I do what am I doing?
Yeah, your judgment gets clouded and it becomes irrational, I think.
Exactly. And then you start to put in some serious strain on your mental health. And like we say, you're going to be on your own. Well, hopefully not on your own, but a lot of people are going to be on their own and not really have any physical contact with people for a while. So you need to make sure that, you're not going backwards with anxiety over things that can be controlled by yourself.
Yeah, check the news once a day, get your facts, get what's happening, get up to date.
The only news you don't need to check is Sky Sports News, because there's no fucking football going on, is there?
No.
Fuming.
Number nine. This is a little tip I like to bring from Buddhism, actually, mate. And that's living the moment. So don't think about what could happen in the future.
Yeah.
And don't think about what's, happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start worrying about what's going to happen in the future, when you think about the future, it brings anxiety. When you think about the past, it brings sadness and depression.
Especially if you're thinking about the future and it's not going the way you thought about it, then you start to beat yourself up and you fall into a paddle of depression, don't you?
Yep.
What comes with depression, Matthew? Drinking's a depressant. You're sat on your own. That's when a lot of males' minds, that's when they start to think these sinister thoughts. Because they feel like they've got nowhere to go, no out, no one to talk to.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I would say. Anything you're doing this time, have a drink, relax. But don't be true to yourself and realise that you don't feel too good in this time. You're not taking the correct methods to try and get out of that. Drinking's not the right option.
Yeah, and if you're drinking, you're smoking, you're doing that a little bit more, then you're reducing your immune system, which
exactly.
Is not a great thing. But yeah, live in the moment, because you can't change the future, can't change the past. The future brings anxiety, the past brings low mood. So live in the moment, enjoy what's happening right now.
And we will all get through this as a team.
Yeah.
We're a huge team, especially, we like to, everyone that follows us and, gets in contact with us, you guys mean a lot to us. We want to make sure that we can give back.
Yeah, I think that brings us on to number eight.
Nate!
Use this opportunity to spend a bit of time with your kids and do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Like what, Matt? What would you do? What would you recommend?
Well, your kids are not going to remember this as pandemic. We've had loads of pandemics. Well, we've had a few, and we've had swine flu. We've had, you know, Spanish flu. We've had all these things before in the past, and we've got through them. And nobody's going to remember the intricacies of the virus. Mm-hmm. What these kids are going to remember is, bloody hell, do you remember that time when I got to spend 12 weeks at home off school with my mum and dad?
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Or like, just your dad or just your mum if you're a single parent. Yeah.
Just doing stuff, messing around, playing, and I got to spend all that time. It's such a great opportunity. I know it sounds cheesy and stuff, but it's such a great opportunity where you haven't got work in the way. You haven't got, you know, all these stresses of work because you kept going to work. Yeah, there'll be stresses money-wise, but...
What's more important?
Yeah, you've got an opportunity to spend time with your kids. Do a bit of baking, do a bit of, you know, making cars, doing whatever it is that you enjoy doing with your kids.
You know, that's what they'll remember, isn't it? Like you're saying, they will love that. And also, I don't know about you, but when I see my little boys having a smile or a laugh, it makes me, it's infectious, isn't it?
Yeah.
A good infectious.
And I think people forget about all those old school stuff because there's all the Kindles and the Amazon Prime and the Netflix and everything else to stick your kids in front of. I've started to realise with my little ones, there's something in these old school stuff, like board games, like getting a model airplane or something like that, something you'd never think about doing before in your life.
Get a fucking game of Uno going.
Yeah.
Do you remember Uno?
Yeah.
Just smash your kids at Uno. Just cheat and all. Cheat. Make them pick up as many cards as they want, as you can make them. Just cheat at Uno, mate.
You know what? I sat with Autumn the other day, and it's so simple, free, cheap, and all it was some coins, and I was teaching her how to spin coins, you know, like where you spin them and they spin. And you look and you think, wow, you're in life for soul of the party. But to her, it was incredible.
She's probably found that the best thing ever.
She couldn't get over it. She was just the most amazing thing.
Do it again.
All these things, like, you know, the spinning tops and the marbles and all these things. Kids absolutely love them. There's a reason they're still around and they're not expensive.
Well, I taught Theo, he's my tutor, I taught him to throw knives.
Stars.
No, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, kids will love that. Or like a little magic trick. You know, my dad used to do a little magic trick where he'd have a coin in one hand, put his hands on the table and the coin would be in the other hand. I used to be like, oh, that, like, it was amazing back when I was a kid.
And we've got the beauty of the internet now where we can sit with our kids, go on YouTube and learn a magic trick together.
So that's an amazing idea, isn't it? You were good at magic tricks back in the day. I remember when you used to make all the groups of girls
all the
disappear.
Girls disappear.
Yeah.
No, it's... No, but it is. It's good. It's good to do these things. Learn a little hobby. Learn something new online on your own.
Yeah, my wife's now just like, she wants to start sewing.
I can imagine there'll be a lot of women knitting and stuff now, yeah.
Yeah, definitely stereotypical that.
Only women.
Only women. No, but she's like, yeah, I can put collars in all the kids, not collars, you know, little coat hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little thing. She's like, I can put them all the coats. I was like, oh.
I think what we're learning.
Let me know how that goes.
I think what we're learning during this coronavirus is our level of excitement is going up rapidly. Coin spinning, sewing hooks into people's clothes.
She's like, oh, I'm going to nip out. Get it. I was like, oh, well, can't wait to see all the hooks. She's probably put up in my clothes, just fuck me off.
Well, I guess this brings us on to number...
Siviane.
Number seven is... Get to know your partner a little bit more. Get to know stuff. Because we're rapidly realising how boring we all are.
It's true, though, isn't it? Because you spend, like, me and my wife... No, I'm sorry, not everyone's boring, but, like, my wife, she works long hours when she's a midwife. She comes in, and it's like, just, you know, we've got two kids. It's like 8:30, 8:45. Quick bit of toast and go to bed, isn't it? Especially when you've got two little ones. And then when I work, I'll get home late. But yeah, we're just like the other day, yesterday, we sat down, we watched a bit of a Netflix together, but like something like an easy watch.
Yeah.
And we just chatted to each other. Yeah, I found out our parents' names.
Favourite colour.
Yeah, favourite colour.
What colour are
you? Why
she
hates me. No, but that's another thing. It's a really good thing. Like, crack open a bottle of wine together and have a little bit, basically, just reproduce more children.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? This is going to be like a two-pronged attack, really. Mm. Don't attack your partner. There's going to be a lot more sex, which is a
good thing. Not in my house, Matt.
You're going to have to because, let's say you're isolated for 12 weeks and you can't leave those four walls.
12 weeks is nothing on us, mate.
There's two things are ever going to happen. You're going to absolutely bloody hate each other or you're going to be pregnant.
Oh, I don't know which one I prefer. So you think there's going to be a lot more sexual stuff going on, Matt? Did I say that? That sounds so cringe when I said sexual. Wow. Sexual. Wow. A lot more sex probably will be going on. If people, well, 12 weeks at home, I'll be all right in my house, but...
Well, it's a baby boom coming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That does it. There's going to be all these... What are we going to have, like the millennials? We're going to have the quarantinials. Something like that, aren't we?
The coronials.
Oh! Hashtag yeah. Coronial.
Yep. That's, yeah, I think there's going to be...
Nothing wrong with that, though, is there, mate? Nothing wrong with making love to your partner. Sexual wow.
Not to a beautiful woman or man, no.
Exactly. If you're at home with a few glasses of wine, you don't have to worry about getting up early for work the next day.
And if you're, you know, you haven't got a partner, plenty of time to pull the head off it, isn't there?
Get to know yourself.
Self-love. Apparently Pornhub's crashed this today.
I am
today,
not surprised, to be honest. Yeah, well, like you say, get to know yourself, you know, be a bit more adventurous with yourself.
Yeah.
Sit on your hand.
Yeah. Try a few new techniques.
Yeah.
Number six, talking about doing a bit more with your partner and stuff, learn to cook.
Mm.
Especially in a relationship, there's usually one person who cooks and one person who doesn't.
I'm chief chef.
Yeah. And when that other, you know what? This might be a great, if your partner is rubbish at cooking, this might be a good time for them to learn and just endure those soggy chips and burnt.
To be fair, we have a good, well, not that Emily knows this yet, but I've got a rule in the house. I'll do the cooking, she does the washing.
Mm.
We don't have to do washing up because we've got a dishwasher, so, you know.
No, you see, this is why you survived, because with my ex, the whole thing was, if I'd cooked, I had to wash up as well because I'd made the mess from the cooking.
Mm.
That's sharing that, mate, and I agree with that.
I meant washing up as in, like, doing, like, the washing, the clothes.
Oh, do you still have to wash up the pots?
If I've got a plate and there's like ketchup on it. Because I'm one of these people, I rinse before it goes in the dishwasher, mate.
Right. Oh, you've got a dishwasher, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a dishwasher. Yeah.
Posh. It's, no, I mean.
It's a Bosch. she cleans the kids and clothes and my clothes and I'll feed everyone.
Maybe switch it up a little bit. Try.
Everyone's clothes will be shrunk.
Different jobs, yeah.
I'll be wearing my wife's knickers to work for the second time this week.
I was going to say.
Beat you to it, Matthew.
You did.
I was going to say, you don't have to just because you're isolated sort of with your wife and your kids and that, download Skype. Get your friends, get on the WhatsApp group, download Skype and have some chat outside. If one person in your group doesn't want to go out because, you know, they're more worried, they're more anxious or they're self-isolating, doesn't mean you still can't all get together and have a little, because I'm pretty sure Skype and Zoom and all that sort of stuff, you can do like multi-cam and you can have a laugh with your friends.
Definitely. I think that's the next pod. Next point, number five, is stay connected.
Stay connected.
Just because you're at home doesn't mean that you can't stay connected, and it's important to build those connections.
I believe one man said, the future's bright, the future's orange.
Yeah.
And now I know what he means.
yeah.
But yeah, like Skype, Zoom and stuff like that. You can do, like, I've done it before when my mate lives in New Zealand and it was his birthday. We couldn't go there. So we all Skyped him. Yeah, it was about 3 a.m. It was 12 o'clock his time. We were all fucking shattered. But we were on the night before. We were out and we had a beer and they were chatting down on the computer. It's decent, mate. It's good.
Have a Skype party, yeah.
Yeah, Skype party. Hey, no party like a Skype party.
Check out Chat Roulette. See if that's going still.
Sorry, what's that? Could you just run me through that? What could that be?
Chat Roulette.
Never heard of it.
Beard. Me neither. Someone told me about it once. Mm. But no, I think, stay connected. But also, on that point, don't go on Facebook and social networks all the time, because it seems the more this is carrying on,
yeah,
actually, the things that we're always doing all the time seem to be the worst stuff for your mental health, especially when you're isolated. I was on Facebook the other day,
yeah,
and somebody had put, don't you think it's unusual that nobody knows, you know, anybody who's actually got it and nobody sees it? So could anybody comment and tell me if anybody they know has actually got it and blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm.
Mate, honestly, within 10 minutes, there was, oh, yeah, I know my brother's brother, who is a fit paramedic in his 30s, he's got it and he, you know, he's in a terrible way on an intensive care unit. within 2 seconds, looked on the news, the youngest person to have ever got it in this country is 59. So you know,
and he had on health issues, didn't he?
Yeah, and he had health issues, like everybody who's had it severely. Everybody else.
That's the thing, a lot of people, they're just going to, there's so much shit online. You just got, if you're going to look at the news, well, obviously you've got to look at the news, keep updated, but just stick to the facts.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what anyone says. And you see something, just ignore it. And, you know, well, use this time to work on you. Don't worry about it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone else is saying.
Going back to our first point, it's just taking the facts and then just leave it at that, because there are going to be, like everything, people just staring up, false knowledge, hearsay, everything else, fake news. Just stick with the facts that the World Health Organization give you, the government, BBC, that's it, and then leave it at that.
Don't listen to Trisha around the corner
saying
that she knew someone who had a snotty nose once and they died.
What we know up to now is most people, up to 80% of people, barely affects, you know, some people it's not even as bad as a regular flu.
Yeah.
And especially
I've had a cough for a couple of days, well longer than that, but it's just a cough. I feel fine, I've got nothing. I know I've not got anything, but then in my head you start to think, like, your mindset goes, you're like, maybe I should be have something going on, something going on. And you see like someone on Facebook writing this, like, I'm off school now, I'm not working at school because of one little tiny little thing. Just listen to the facts.
But you've been smart, haven't you, mate? And you've gone, I've just got a cough. And it's no need to panic and no need to think I've got it.
And what's good is I've not told anyone I've got a cough.
You've not even mentioned
I've not mentioned it to anyone.
But yeah, like all, especially blokes, we like to, the second we get any sort of ailment, we like to think of the worst case scenario, and it's the worst thing you can do because, like I say, this is serious, but only serious for people with underlying health issues or elderly. And
they should be taking the precautions that are necessary, but so should everyone. But that also includes looking after your mental state in this time when everyone's going to be isolated, or people, a majority of people are going to be isolating. So, you know, people don't want to be on their own. People don't want to be panicking, but we're just trying to give you some tips and some guidelines of like what we would do in this situation. And hopefully you guys would maybe follow or listen and pass it on to someone who would definitely get something out of this.
Yeah. And talking about anxiety, actually, that brings me on to avoiding burnout. So,
what do you mean? So, what, like in your car?
I'll explain. Well, so, there's the Mind Charity recommends when you're feeling anxious. Or
Mind
you're feeling,
Charity, great charity, by the way.
Absolutely fantastic charity. They recommend continuing to access nature and sunlight wherever possible, do exercise, eat well, and stay hydrated. But Anxiety UK also suggests, if you feel anxious or anything else like that, to use what's called the Apple technique.
What's that?
To deal with anxiety. So, A stands for acknowledge. Notice and acknowledge the uncertainty as it comes to mind. So, acknowledge it. Acknowledge, oh, I'm feeling anxious right now.
Yeah, you should be in control of yourself to go, so I feel a bit oh, something's not right here.
It's just anxiety. Yeah, because when people get anxious, they then obviously their mind spirals out of control and they start thinking, oh, is it this, is it that? You just acknowledge that you're anxious. P is pause. Don't react as you normally do. Don't react at all. Just pause and breathe. Take a big deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just breathe and acknowledge what's going on. Second P is pull back. So tell yourself this is just the worry talking, and this apparent need for certainty is not helpful and not necessary. Mm-hmm. It's only a thought or feeling. Don't believe everything you think. Thoughts are not statements or facts. They're just thoughts. They're just created by you in your head. L is let go. Let go of the thought or feeling. It'll pass. You don't have to respond to them. You might imagine them floating away in a bubble or cloud. So, yeah, again, when you're taking your breath and you're thinking about it, as long as you're acknowledging that that thought's there and you're acknowledging and you're feeling that feeling and not letting it control you, then you sort of have the ability to sort of let that go. Mm-hmm. And E is explore. Explore the present moment, because right now, in this moment, all is well. Notice your breathing and the sensations of your breathing. Notice the ground beneath you. Look around and notice what you see, what you hear, what you can touch, what you can smell right now. Then shift your focus or attention to something else, on what you need to do, on what you were doing before. You noticed the worry, or do something else mindfully with your full attention. So I think that is all mindfulness.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just...
very good information there.
I think I find that helpful. If I ever have sort of an anxiety attack or anything like that, is I've noticed, like I said in a previous episode, it comes when I'm tired or my mind's not at its full peak. And as long as I notice and I feel, actually, I'm just anxious because I'm tired, and then I take a deep breath in through my nose and out through my mouth, what I like to do is, if I can... And you can do this anywhere. You don't have to be in bed or anywhere else. You can do it wherever you're sat. Mm-hmm. If you just close your eyes and try and breathe in through your nose, hold it, and then release, and hold it for, you can choose how long you hold it for.
5-10 seconds.
Yeah, and then release for a certain amount of seconds, 7 or 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. Once you're counting and you're thinking and you're breathing out, soon your mind really shifts to that rather than what you were thinking before. And it allows you to be in a space where you can handle those irrational thoughts that come when you're anxious.
That's bloody good information. I like that.
Apple technique.
So remember that, guys, the Apple technique.
Yeah.
And also, you can use your phone to go online and, you know, like you say, on the Apple technique, first thing was acknowledge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Straight away. I know he just said about, like, you know, go onto these websites that are, you know, factual websites. Don't go onto, like, oh, I'm someone else, some, like Tom, Dick, or Harry down the road is saying something. Go onto these factual websites, use their techniques and to benefit you, let the moment pass.
Yeah.
And then we move on to something else, don't we?
Yeah. And there's so many, like what we were saying before, if you're learning new hobbies, you're stuck in the house and you're learning new hobbies like cooking or whatever it is, something new, it's such a great reason to practice mindfulness in a way, because when you're cooking and you're chopping and you're doing all these things and you're knowing, right, this next, I need to put this in the pan next, or I need to do that next, you're actually practicing mindfulness there.
Sure, you're like distracted, aren't you?
Zoning out, yeah.
And also try not to cut your fucking fingers off.
Yeah.
I've tried to step up my game. I've tried to do the Gordon Ramsay free finger thing. And I know that sounds dirty because people can't see what I'm doing at the moment. It's like two fingers at the back, one finger at the front when you're chopping veg, you dirty bunch. And chop away, right, mate. Okay. Not the three fingers you're thinking.
I was going to say,
goes back a couple of steps.
Okay, so I guess one thing to keep your mind in full flow, and this is number five or four. We might have to get rid of this old numbering situation, but
yeah, go on.
Is gym. Obviously, you can't go to the gym right now, but exercising, I'm sure. You know, even if we're on full lockdown and can't exit the house, it gives you a bit of a time to practice
exercise,
something.
You don't have to. You don't even have to know that you're exercising. You're playing around with the kids in the living room. Mm. It could be, you know, you and your wife doing a little workout together. Get the endorphins flying around the body. Then go on to cooking or something. It just keeps you. keeps the body ticking over, the mind feeling good.
You can even challenge yourself, so, you know, like
challenge her to an arm wrestle.
Challenge your wife to some intergender wrestling, but you could you could challenge yourself to planks, you know, see how long you can hold a plank for. Guarantee you, if we're stuck indoors for weeks on end,
it'll always lead to sex.
It'll always lead to sex. Well, apparently it's good for your Kegel muscles or whatever they're called.
Kegel? Kestrel muscles?
What is it, the one where it makes you last longer and makes your...
There's something that can make you last longer. Why is this the first I've ever heard of this?
Yeah, if you women do it a lot. Like, after they've had a baby...
Oh, you mean like the old...
To stop them pissing themselves. Sorry to be blunt.
Oh, God. Not the intercostal muscle.
Yeah, it's called like a Kegel exercises.
Is it?
Yeah, and... If you practice it on yourself, so say like it's what helps you hold a wee in and stuff like that, but also it helps you hold other things in, and it makes your orgasms more powerful.
Oh, it's the first I've ever heard of it. I must be doing something wrong, mate.
Welcome to Dr. Cox's...
Thank you, Dr. Cox.
No, but yeah, planks and that, they're good for you. So yeah,
planks, star jump test, bleep test, turn it into a military thing. Kids do the bleep test.
Could still bleep test. You see, I bet you could do a challenge. You could even set it up on Instagram and all that, like we mates. But you could
the home fitness challenge test.
Yeah, see,
well, that's long
when you start off, you might be able to hold a plank for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. By the end of it, but you could do it for 2 minutes.
There's a bloke who holds a record for like 8.5 hours.
Oh, I saw him. Yeah, he's about 50 as well, isn't he?
Mental.
Yeah, is he an ex Navy SEAL?
I don't know.
I think he is. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously been practicing it.
But he has great orgasms.
I bet he has a whale of a time with his wife.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Fuck the numbers. What's the next one, Matt?
Well, next we've got do a bit of gardening.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a garden.
Yeah.
Well, that also comes under getting out in the fresh air, doesn't it? Getting out in the fresh air, breathing in that air, watching the birds go by, you know, seeing the trees move, you know, just realizing that the world is still going in the right way.
Also, I would say sleep. So you've got a bit more time to have a bit more kip.
If you ain't got kids, yeah. But
even if you've got kids,
You could split it out, couldn't you? If you got a wife or a boyfriend living with you, husband or wife, sorry, you know, you'd be like, look, I'm gonna go upstairs and have a nap.
Yeah,
I'll just do it that way. Share it out a little bit.
But I mean, it does allow you to. You've not got the. I mean, yeah, you might be working from home and stuff and everything else. But it does allow you to have a bit more sleep. And the more sleep you get, the more mentally in tune you are.
So. Yes, and that's what we're trying to get at. The most important thing from this is just getting your mental health, use these little tips and all that just to benefit you, because everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's just we've just got to sit by and let it go. Everything's going to be fine.
Also, watch a bit of comedy because you need to have a laugh.
No, laughing is medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best medicine, so... Make sure you're laughing at least once a day over something.
Imagine if you only laugh once a day. That's shit, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess some people do.
What, just once a day? You got to laugh more than once a day.
Maybe some people only laugh once a day.
Yeah, not like maybe like surgeons.
Yeah. I don't reckon Adolf Hitler was much of a laugher.
Right, what's the next step then, Matt?
Oh, don't go out panic buying.
Oh, no. I did see in the boot of your car quite a few waters though, Matt.
You know what?
But staying hydrated is important.
Go and buy essentials. But the thing is, if everyone's at home, they're going to stock up. It's not going to be gone for it. Nobody's, you know, the supermarkets and everything are still going to be open.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go buying everything. You don't need toilet roll. It don't give you the shits. So just stop buying the toilet roll. And
you don't use toilet roll now, do you?
No, I just...
Banana leaves.
Hang over the end of the bath. Don't go out buying toilet roll and everything else, because it's unfair on the elderly and it's unfair on everybody else.
People who generally need it.
Yeah, live your life how you want, but just don't be selfish.
Think of other people in this time as well.
Yeah, I mean, I went out and honestly, I'm sounding more and more like a middle-aged lady, but I have gone out and I went and got some yeast and some flour.
Oh my God.
Because, right, the way I see it is, yeah, if there is a shortage on everything, I got bread for days there, mate. I can make bread
mate,
for
saying
for
that,
fun.
We went to the supermarket the other day, not a single bit of bread in sight.
No.
We'll be coming to you for our bread.
Yeah. I'll be hanging out my window selling loaves of bread and whatnot. But, and it's another little fun thing to do, isn't it, make bread?
And then people who make bread, they'll laugh more than once a day.
Definitely.
It's that much fun, isn't it?
Well, they'll be laughing, mate, because
they'll be wedged up.
Yeah.
People buying. They'll go back to the old times, won't they, selling bread out your window.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, don't go back to panic buying. It's not necessary. Just be smart. You know, these little steps and little things, the things that me and Matt would, we'd be doing in ourselves. And, you know, because we come from a background of mental health. And obviously, we just want to make that aware to people that, you know, even just through this little podcast that we're sending out in this time, you know, Instagram, Twitter, always get hold of us, send a little message, you know, and we'll always give you some, you know, our best answer we can. We might even have a little laugh with you on there, try and cheer you up. Like I said, we're going to do a live video at the weekend, see how people are getting on. Hopefully people have listened to this and they can fly into it and say how shit our tactics are.
Well, like you said, we're going to be here every week, aren't we, mate? So if you're stuck in, you got something to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And also, go through our other series and see how much better we got. Guys, well, thank you very much for listening and hope you all stay well. Any problems, anything like that, do get in contact with us because we do go for everything because we've got nothing else better to do.
And if you've got any more tips on staying mentally well during this isolation period, by all means, stick them, send them to us, tag us in a story, and we'll repost it.
All right, guys, take care. Talk to you soon. Next podcast will be out end of next week. This one, we'll get this one, not next week, end of this week. We'll get this one straight out for you guys to listen to. I don't know why I'm saying that, because they'll just see it when it's out.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Hasta luego.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.